The end of Pope Benedict XVI's pontificate at 8 p.m. Thursday, February 28th, will be marked by the stepping down of the Pontifical Swiss Guard from the gates of the Apostolic Palace in Castel Gandolfo. At that time, they will end their active duty because their service is specifically linked to the Petrine ministry. The gates closing on these men, who swear an oath to protect the life of the Holy Roman Pontiff to the end, will thus be the final act and lasting image of Benedict XVI's 8-year pontificate. But he will continue to be called His Holiness, Benedict XVI, Pope Emeritus. He will continue to wear white, a simple cassock without a cape. But he will not wear the signatory red shoes, choosing instead the brown leather shoes gifted him in León, Mexico, last year, and with which he is said to be very happy. Moreover, his fisherman's ring and papal seal will be destroyed as they pertain specifically to the papal office. All of these decisions on the future of Benedict XVI, once the clock strikes 8 p.m. on Thursday, were taken by the Holy Father himself in collaboration with the Camerlengo and Pontifical Household. They were relayed to press by Father Federico Lombardi, Holy See Press Office Director, Tuesday, in the now daily press briefing on the final hours of this pontificate. Father Lombardi also revealed that the Pope is preparing for his final public appearances through prayer and reflection, and he confirmed that the Holy Father, together with his private secretaries, is also sorting between documents of a more personal nature and those pertaining to the Petrine ministry ahead of his move. But ahead of his departure from the Apostolic Palace, scheduled for 5 p.m. Thursday, the Pope, said Father Lombardi, speaking through the English language translator, Father Thomas Rosica, still has two great appointments, one public and one private.
The Pope is receiving hundreds of messages from all over the world, from heads of state, from leaders, from all kinds of different figures. Tomorrow, for the audience, there are 50,000 tickets that have been given out, that have been requested. There could very well be more than 50,000 people for those who just show up and want to come into St. Peter's Square. On Thursday, the Pope will be greeting the Cardinal. At about 4:55, the Pope will be driven from the Apostolic Palace, come downstairs into the Cortile San Damaso. He'll be greeted, farewell, from the staff of the senior people of the Secretary of State. He will then be driven to the heliport in the Vatican Gardens, and there he'll have a send-off. He will be greeted by the Cardinal Deacon, the Dean of the College of Cardinals, and he will fly to Castel Gandolfo.
Thus, at 8 p.m. on Thursday, February 28th, the vacancy begins. The following day, March 1st, Father Lombardi confirmed that the Cardinal Sodano will officially convoke the Cardinals to Rome. Father Lombardi added that as March 1st is Friday, in all probability the general congregations will not begin on Saturday or Sunday, but on Monday, March 4th. The meetings, which will determine the start of conclave, among other things, will be held in the new Synod Hall. Finally, Father Lombardi confirmed that there will be daily press briefings with general information from the congregations for journalists following the event. I'm Emer McCarthy.